4CBA mobile.
K4CBA, KN4RJN, where are you mobile to?
The road. I am headed to my youngest daughter's place and do a little hedge trimming.
Swanna's trying to sell her house.
I have an open house tomorrow, so there was one bush. It's right at the walkway, the steps coming off the sidewalk, and I don't know if it was the realtor or the other lady of the. Anyway, one of them told her it needed to go, so I'm the need-to-go person. I'm trying to get rid of it anyway.
You're elected to get rid of the bush? Is that because you missed a staff meeting or what?
Well, I've got some straps. And they're supposed to hold 700 pounds piece. But, and I wrapped it around the bush. I was just going to pull it up out of the ground with the car. We got a all-wheel drive Highlander, and it should have had plenty of juice to pull it out. But it just bent the hook on the dang strap, and I was really disappointed in the quality. But anyway, so I gotta get a plan B.
So, take it off the ground.
You know, I've got one of those, and I would use it, but the baby's asleep, and the husband's asleep, so I'm trying not to wake anybody up.
Well, with all this rain, the ground ought to be pretty soft. How big a bush is it?
Big at all. I was shocked. I guess it's about 6 inches around or so, and it's right next to the concrete, and as much rain as we've had, I figured it would just, you know, just pull right out of the ground. I wrapped that strap around it, hook one end of the strap onto the strap of the bush, and then put the other hook on a place under the car where you can, you can tie the car down to tow it, and just bent the hook on the strap, bent it almost straight.
That's I can see where that would be disappointing. You got a log chain?
I don't have any of that stuff. I've never done anything like this. I've dug a few bushes in the yard, dug them up before, but this is a little different. It's kind of in an unusual place. And if you saw it, you'd see what I was talking about. But anyway, we'll get it down to the ground, and everybody will be happy.
Just trim it back and decorate it with Christmas lights and make it look pretty.
Yeah. Well, and it's really, I'm trying to maneuver some traffic here on 291, not being too I mean, I'm having to be careful here because there's some very aggressive drivers out here today. Yes, nice. My thermometer's at 64 degrees. Anyway, my son-in-law's not very, let's just say, mechanically inclined, and he doesn't have any tools. So when it comes to stuff like this, he kind of depends on me. I mean, he doesn't mind helping, but he depends on me to, you know, do things like this. I work on his cars and do some, you know, work in the house. They need something done. So, just try to save him some money.
Yeah, I understand that. Well, you take careful out of it. We got a little spat of rain over here in Edmond just a little while ago. It didn't last very long, but winds kicked up now. It's still fairly warm, but the wind's blowing and the sun went behind the clouds, so it's feeling cooler anyway.
Located. Yeah, I'm not sure which way the system's moving out, but I'm at 291. I just crossed east north, and it's gorgeous here. Sunshine. You know, I mean, there's clouds around, but it's like partly cloudy and 64 degrees and, oh, excuse me, now it says it's 62 degrees. Anyway, somewhere around there, and it's really a nice day. I was thinking about getting the bike out and riding and going for a ride.
Just pulled up the radar. You're fairly clear down that way. I'm under fairly, well, light rain, I guess, going on out there. Although, from the looks of it, what I can see out the basement window, it looks like it might be blowing up just a little. Sunshine, I just passed over, I guess, a little cell that passed over the top of us.
When we were over there earlier at my daughter's house today, and it was kind of a misty rain and cloudy, but it's cleared up. It's cleared up now, nice now. Well, I tell you, I was driving down 291 yesterday, and pouring rain, and the drain right there, across from Lake Forest Shopping Center, and it's right there where the train used to be. That lowest point right there, that drain was stopped up, and that whole part, all three lanes of 291 heading south were, it was just like a lake. Everybody was just coming to a dead stop because it was coming up over the hood.
My wife saw a neighbor out raking a drain down the street from us. It flooded pretty good in through there, and he was raking leaves and crap out of it, so hopefully it's all drained out by now.
By the same spot just a little while ago, and I noticed they cleared that drain out, but it must have, when it started raining so hard, and that rain was just coming down so fast and dumping so much water, and it was dragging that debris with it, and I guess the drain probably wouldn't have been able to handle it anyway, and with the debris in there, it just made it that much worse. So, but they finally they had a couple of trucks out there with emergency lights on them, and they finally got it straightened out, I think.
Yeah, and along Asheville Highway, let's see, yesterday or the day before, I come out of my neighborhood and get on Asheville Highway heading into Inman, and a police ambulance, fire truck, somebody had tried to mate his pickup truck with a tree. It looks like he just skidded off the road in the water and flew off the edge of the road and wrapped his front end of his truck around a tree, and it looked like a mess.
They say you can hydroplane at 35. I've lost control of my car one time. I mean, completely lost control. But I was going about 55 miles an hour, and I was in a curve on a highway, and it was the pavement. It was concrete, but it was grooved pavement, which was supposed to, help with the traction. I had good tires, but man, my car just broke traction, and it started going around. It was going to do a 360 if I hadn't countersteered, and I had to countersteer twice. And finally, when I came around the second time, I realized I was going to get it the third time, and there was somebody with me, and I told her, I said I've got it this time. But I think she was scared to death. It scared me too. This never happened to me before.
Sometimes there's a puddle along the side of the road and you hit it at any speed at all and your car kind of pulls to that side. I suspect that's what happened to this guy. We going too fast and hit some ponding there on the road, and it pulled him right, and he went right off the road and met up with a tree.
Yeah, I know that feeling. It'll definitely pull the car. And it makes it dangerous to drive. Watch your speed. But anyway, all right, well, I'm sitting in front of the house here, so I'm going to jump out and start sawing on this bush and see if I can accomplish what I need to here. But anyway, 73s, and enjoy the rest of the afternoon. I'll stick around for your final. This is KB4CBA Mobile.
KB4RGN, John and Edmund, and I am clear.
WD-40YH.